2 Samuel chapter 13. And it happened after this, when you've always got to think after what. After what? This is after David sinning with Bathsheba and getting Uriah killed and God coming to him through Nathan and saying, okay, I'll forgive you, but you are going to suffer in your own family because of what you did. So after this, Absalom, son of David, had a beautiful sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Well, they were the children of different women, and this is one of the problems of polygamy, of a man having lots of wives, that the children may have the same father, but they have different mothers, and this can create a lot of tensions. And so you see it here. And Amnon was obsessed with love, as he thought, for his sister Tamar. She was not married, and Amnon realized it was difficult for him to have her because she was his half-sister. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimea, David's brother. And Jonathan was a very subtle man, so that sounds like he's the snake in the Garden of Eden. And again, he's a relative. He's the son of David's brother. So he's kind of their cousin, the cousin of David's children. And he said to him, why are you, being the king's son, that is for whom anything surely possible, why are you looking so sick every day? Won't you tell me? And Amnon said to him, I've fallen in love with Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister. Jonadab said to him, well, lay down on your bed, make yourself sick. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, please let my sister Tamar come and bring me some food and prepare the food in my eyes.
Why did he say, please make me sick?
Well, he's putting an idea into the mind of Amnon. He's saying, well, you want to get this woman in bed with you? You can just lie in bed and pretend you're sick and ask her to bring you some food. And then he leaves it there. But like a lot of subtle people, like the snake, the serpent in the Garden of Eden, he's suggesting bad things, and the world is full of such suggestions, and that's why it's better to watch and be careful with what we look at on the screens, the words of songs that we let go around our heads, because a lot of these things, whilst you may say there's nothing wrong with them in themselves, they can be a bit like the words of Jonadab, putting bad ideas and suggestions and possibilities into our heads. So Jonadab says, well, pretend you're sick, and when your dad comes in to see you, tell him, oh, please let my sister Tamar come and make me some food and prepare it in my sight. So this is what Amnon did. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laid in his bed. She took flour, kneaded it, made cakes in his sight, and baked the cakes. She took a pan, poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. Then Amnon said, have out all the men from me. And they went out, every man from him. And Amnon said to Tamar, bring the food into the bedroom so that I can eat from your hand. Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the bedroom to Amnon. When she brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, come and lie with me, my sister. And she said, no, my brother, don't force me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Don't do this folly, the stupid act. And I, where shall I cause my shame to go? And as for you, you will be as one of the fools in Israel. So please speak to the king, for he will surely not withhold me from you. But he would not hearken to her voice, but being stronger than she was, he forced her. Then Amnon hated her so exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. Well, that just shows that it wasn't real love, because then it wouldn't have turned to hatred in this way. So there's a big lesson there. Somebody may tell you that they love you when it's not real love, and you may think that you love somebody when it's not real love either. Because real love is about sacrifice and doing to others as you would like them to do to you. Amnon said to her, arise and be gone. And she said to him, "There's no reason for this. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that you did to me." But he wouldn't listen unto her. She put ashes on her head and tore her garment of various colours that was on her and laid her hand on her head and went on crying. Absalom, her brother, said to her, "Has Amnon, your brother, been with you? Hold your peace, my sister. He is your brother, but don't pay attention to this." In other words, he's hinting, "I'm going to sort him out." When David heard of all these things, he was very angry. Well, I wonder if that was the right reaction. He should have realized that, this is a fulfillment of the words of Nathan, the result of my sin with Bathsheba and Uriah. Absalom hated Amnon, this is his brother, his half-brother, because he'd forced his sister Tamar. And it happened that after 2 full years that Absalom had a celebration for the sheep shearers in Baal Hazor, Absalom invited all the king's sons. Absalom persuaded King David to let Amnon, who's the one Absalom hates, go with them. Absalom commanded his servants, saying, "Notice when Amnon is drunk. When I tell you, kill Amnon, then kill him, and don't fear. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and do it." And this is what they did. And all the king's sons arose, and every man got onto his donkey and fled. And it happened, while they were in the way, that news came to David, saying, "Absalom's killed all the king's sons. There's not one of them left." The king arose and tore his clothes and lay on the earth. And all his servants stood by with their clothes torn. And then Jonadab, the son of Shimear, David's brother, the one who put this bad idea, really, into the head of Amnon at the start, he said, "Let not my lord suppose that they've killed all the young men. Amnon only is dead. This has been done by Absalom's plan." What a nasty sort of fellow this Jonadab seems to be. Self-righteous, coming up with bad ideas, knowing what they would lead to. And there's people like that in the lives of all of us. And it's as if they got a big sign on them that says, keep away. Just keep away from such people. And as soon as he'd made an end of speaking, the king's sons came. And they all cried and wept. But Absalom fled away and went to Talmai, the son of Ammihud, king of Geshur. This was actually his grandmother because, you see, David had married a Gentile woman, really, from there. And David mourned for his son every day. So, you see, this is all the result of David's sin with Bathsheba and killing Uriah. So sin doesn't satisfy, and God's way is definitely the best.